suckers out there who can't get the measure. All right, chums, and welcome to this Tidbits pod, which is a bit of a bonus chat again with my friend Jules, who is an activist, conservationist, and all-round good man. And if you don't already know him, probably best to go back to the previous podcast. This one that you're about to listen to was a bit of a mess about. But in the last one, you can hear what he's been doing for the last 10 years, all the conservation work and stuff, the book he wrote with his friend Georgie. And yeah, that's all in Tidbits Season 2, Episode 13, the one before this one. So yeah, most of you will have heard that already. But, you know, just in case you've been linked here, go back. And then that's a nice way to, yeah, kill some time as well. But yeah, after the sort of proper podcast chat, we stayed on the line for a bit more. And yeah, I've been given permission to share this extra little 10 minutes of chat with you. In this little clip, he's about to ask me a question. Wow, there's your hook. So yeah, I'm going to say goodbye here and join you again on the other side. Let's get into it. Are you gonna grill me, man?
No. It's actually part of the little book encounters, and it's my favorite question in life. And I think you're gonna find it funny because it's gonna like, maybe I even did this question to you and I don't remember, but it's like, what are your top 10 favorite animals? I do it to all the people all the time because it's such a good way to get people to also just think about animals and do a little bit of research. And it's kind of like, even most people don't even know it, of course, at the beginning. But then suddenly, yeah, maybe like a week later, they're like, you know how our minds work. You're doing something completely random and suddenly you're hit with it. And it maybe makes people go like, oh, I'm going to read about this animal. You know, I think that it's like a good way to have nature around all the time. So my question to you, yeah, is like, what are your favorite animals?
Yeah, that's really, really nice. And I'm finding this is changing as I'm getting older, man. Like, to be honest, like, perfect. Let's talk about animals in a way of like how you'd have the sections in a zoo, right? So just, you know, like mammals, yeah, amphibians, blah, 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 blah. I would always just be like a mammals guy. Right, I want to see the big cats. I want to see the giraffes. Yeah. I want to see, you know, your basic sort of like your kids book sort of safari, yeah, animals. That was the first introduction in for me. I was there like, okay, well, obviously I like dogs and the immediate pets as well. And I was just, let's call me a mammal guy for a long time. But yeah, so in a zoo, if I was going to go into the different regions, I go mammals. Then I'm going to like the mad lizards. And then, yeah, after that, I would be like, okay, well, birds, fish, insects, reptiles, that, you know, it all sort of goes from there. But as I'm getting older, man, I'm finding I'm really getting into birds. Maybe this is an age thing, but now, before
it
I just,
is.
Yeah, I'll hear one and I'll go, oh, what's that sort of thing? What's nesting here? So, to say a favorite, I think what I'm going to do, just because I think we've got these sections and there's so many to talk about and so much like different parts, I think I'm going to choose one in all the different sort of main species, ooh, groups. I'm going to go
like
a mammal, a bird, a fish, a reptile, and an amphibian, maybe. So, and I think I'll do it in reverse order. So I'll do a top five just so I'm not here all day.
I like it. I like it.
I think
it doesn't have to be in order. Just fun.
I like the like with the fish, I think I'm gonna go for a ray, like just the big sort of the peaceful and the way they sort of interact together as well. Because I mean, I've done a bit of diving in my time, and there's something about just it's like you're on another planet, isn't it? Like you're like, how is that existing in the
Alien.
same, yeah, like even how is it that it's here and its eyes are here? What's it experiencing? Like kind of thing. I just how does it make sense of the world? I think they're just really cool. And yeah, I
Aliens,
like
bro.
that
They're
kind of
fucking aliens.
it's incredible.
They're
So I
just
think,
fucking aliens.
but of all the choice of underwater, yeah, I don't know. I think I'm trying not to go like obvious, you know, like the big whales and your poster boys. I'm trying to get some light shone on there, on some beauty. But should we go back for back then? So for fish, would you go a, well, for a, what was it, a cetacean? Would you go orca then? Would that be your fish course or whatever? I suppose they're technically mammals, but.
We're gonna put them. Let's do this. We had a sixth one, and it's marine mammals and also fish. Sounds good. On fish, I'm actually gonna hit you with a. It's also a ray, but an eagle ray, a spotted eagle ray, which is just crazy. The colors and the pattern it has on it is just mind blowing. Well, you look it up later. It's just crazy, and the way they swim. They like flap their fins, and it's like they're flying underwater. And when you see them, they just seem to be flying. That's why it's called eagle, right? And when you see like their shade, kind of like the shape of them on the beach, like on the not on the beach, but on the ocean floor, you think you're underwater, but suddenly you're like, whoa, an eagle went over me, you know? And you're like, whoa, but I'm not, like I'm in the water. What just happened? I find them amazing.
Oh man, fantastic. And then should we go into, I think from fish in the sea, I think I'm gonna go, let's go to the insect world, which I probably wouldn't have even thought about back in the day. But I don't know. I guess ants and things. Trying to think like what would be the best insect. I like the way they work together, and the way, have you seen there's those ants that like they can float together. So if they're trying to get across a body of water, they can actually, because one would just sink, but they've figured out somehow
Together,
that
yeah.
when they bond, it sort of traps air or something, and then they can actually just travel and float and things. I think they're incredible. God, the insect world, that's wild. There's obviously a lot of insects that are annoying, but I don't know, you've got to appreciate all the different groups, I guess.
My parents are actually like study insects. So when I was a kid, I would like open a fridge and there's like dead. Open my freezer. I don't know. I went to get ice cream and there's like dead bugs inside my freezer.
Oh man, delicious.
Yeah. So ants for you. I think I really like stick insects. You know, the stick insect. There's just something about them that I find them just so unique. Like this motherfucker is just like, oh, I'm gonna be a stick. Like he gets to be an insect. I feel like God told him, like, hey, what do you wanna be? And he was just like, oh, I'm a stick. And then God's like, no, you're like you're alive. Like you're not only alive, you can move around. You're an insect. You can do so many things. And he was like, no, I'm a stick.
Yeah, and that's like, I think with them as well, like, what are they experiencing? Because obviously, there's, from our perspective, they look like a stick. But from them, like, actually living their life, they're just probably like, oh, if I stand up a bit straight, the bird won't eat me. And then, okay, well, I'm blending in, I'm alive. And there's, how does it go from that to actually their body changing to look like a stick? Like, how does that even, you know, like there's sort of natural selection or whatever. Oh, this one has a little bit of brown in its body, and it just gets straighter and more brown and straighter, and maybe they But how does that even evolve? Like, because there's nothing
That's actually brilliant.
Like, how does it even how does it become a stick? Like, I don't know. It's just the ones that aren't eaten. But is it just the way they moved, and then the coloration came? And yeah, it is baffling. They are amazing. They are, yeah, yeah. And again, it's just like aliens. Like, we can talk about and try and rationalize all these animals by just talking about them like aliens, but it's like, it works, and they're just as evolved as we are. You know what I mean? We're surviving, they're surviving. That's the important thing, isn't it, in nature?
100%. I've never had that perspective or thought of thinking of the stick insect like that. That
was, yeah, because so it's so easy for us to go like, yeah, right, that boy thinks he's a stick. But it's not thinking anything. It's just exactly. Thinking, yeah, okay, all right.
He's just being.
Yeah.
Exactly. He was just like, okay, I'm just gonna be here. Or is it even crazier? Like, do you think that, like, he's together? I don't know. Maybe he like gets together with other insects. Like, the moment he realized he's a stick insect is because he's with other insects.
Yeah.
One of them is just like, holy shit, that stick can talk or can move. And then it's like, what? Where?
Yeah, where? What do you mean? I didn't even know. I don't have a mirror in my life. I didn't know I looked like a stick. It's just just chance. But it's like, it's like having an animal and somehow it's evolved to look like a pile of dog shit and all of its mates are getting like stepped on. But because it looks like dog shit, people aren't going to tread on it. So it will survive. And it's like just pure chance that it just looks like a pile of shit, but it's worked for it. And it's just like, all right, I'm the pile of shit beetle. Live with it. That's your perspective of me. I'm just existing. You might think I look like a pile of shit. All I'm doing is living. It's wild, isn't it?
That's actually amazing. That's actually amazing. The scientific name of that beetle would be also amazing. You know that it's always like Latin, like two Latin words. It'd be like excrementus maximus.
Lovely stuff. Well, what can I say? Again, what a man. Experimentus, excrementus, conversarmus, maximalius. That sounded a bit like a magic spell. So, yeah, sorry if your toilet just caught fire. But, do you remember earlier when he said that he usually asks the question and then people come back to him with their answers like a week later on, like with their proper answers? Well, man, you know, this is a week later and I've actually given it some thought. And yeah, this is because I felt in our chat I should have just gone with quickfire, you know, just 10 animals, bam, here you go. Instead of, like, I think I was trying to editorialize and change the question and the categories. Yeah, got a bit lost. But yeah, so here are my, as of this moment, top 10 animals. No subcategories, no editorializing, no individual animals either. You know, I'm not talking about the fucking budgie that texted the authorities and foiled a drug cartel or anything like that. You know, none of that. We're talking about the whole species, every one of them considered. So yeah, I think I'm just going to list off mine and maybe I'll put a little explainer with each. And yeah, this has been a really nice thing. I've had a nice time putting my list together, but yeah, it's also been a bit stressful, but in a nice way. You know, making decisions in it. So, okay, let's kick it off. Number 10, I've gone ants. They've made the list because, you know, they were my knee-jerk insect choice. So that was what I said last week. And yeah, I feel like that makes sense. So they've made the list. 9, I've gone rays. Same with rays. I think, you know, you have to appreciate your instinct. And yeah, your description was better than mine, man. The way they sort of fly under the water, you know, they're swimming, they're flying, they're swimming. It is, they are aliens. I agree. So number nine, rays. Number eight, I've gone ostriches. And in our main chat, Jules reminded me of South Africa and how fucking nice it is. And I chose ostriches because I remember on my trip to South Africa back in 2012, I was traveling with these brilliant Scottish lads. And yeah, we were driving around the Capes in a little Hyundai that they'd rented, and we ended up deifying, like taking pictures of it in majestic points and stuff. And yeah, driving along, there's warning signs for all sorts of incredible animals like baboons and all this sort of stuff. And we're driving, and I remember we just saw some ostriches just at the side of the road in this little, like thicket, whatever, a little bit of grass. And I didn't know how dangerous they were at the time, so I just got out of the car to have a picture with them. And yeah, so naive. And luckily they didn't attack, but yeah, I've got a nice picture. So that I thought I'd give a shout to the ostrich community. Number seven, giant tortoises, the poster boys of the Galapagos. And a little while back, my work paid for me to go to Ecuador and the Galapagos, and that must have been 2019. So I saw the big tortoises in the Charles Darwin Research Center. I think that's on Santa Cruz. And then also saw them out loose in the wild. You know, that was incredible. So you were just looking, like when you look at one of those tortoises, they're like hundreds of years old. You're looking at history and you think, who or, you know, what have they experienced in their life sort of thing. It's pretty mad. And yeah, or maybe they've just sat in a box for a long time. Still impressive. So giant tortoises, number seven. Number six, still sticking with the Galapagos, I've gone for blue-footed boobies. Look them up. They're beautiful little lads. And, well, boobies, innit? That's fun. So, yeah, number six, the blue-footed booby. Number five, this one, I've gone a bit curveball. I've gone chickens. And I think for animals as well, you've got to think of the food potential as well. And yeah, I think chickens are the animal that's given me like the most joy food wise over the years. And no, Jules, I don't eat the feathers and the beak and stuff. But yeah, well, back in the day as well, I used to have pet chickens in my old house, my old family house. And that was, yeah, that was tragic. They all died in traumatizing ways. But yeah, that's the circle of life, isn't it? I've learned some lessons, and I don't think that removes them from my top 10. So yeah, number five, chickens. Number four, pandas. We're talking China, 2008. That was towards the end of my first, you know, proper trip away. Back with my mates Dave and Morty and Elf, aka Dunk the Hunk. And we were in Chengdu and we went to see pandas. And they're not in the wild, so not strictly good for the, you know, the list. But it was an encounter of sorts. But yeah, I was expecting them to just be passive, you know, just sitting there, just chewing on bamboo or whatever. But, you know, the little ones, they're fucking well funny. And they were running about and just doing four rolls and shit. Like, really clumsy. They're idiots. But, yeah, they were fucking great. So, number four, pandas. Number three, I've gone cheetahs here. So, this is because I was on safari back in 2012 in Tanzania. And we went to the Ngorongoro Crater and the Serengeti National Park. You know, we're talking incredible stuff, like fucking incredible. And I remember we started off our day and, you'd say to the driver of the Jeep or whatever, and you'd be like, "Oh my God, there's a zebra! Stop the van! Yeah, there's a zebra!" And then you'd all stop and you'd look at the zebras for a while, and you'd be like, "Oh wow!" But by the end, you know, you're driving around and you've just seen so many zebras that you get jaded. You want the poster boys, you know, like your big cats and that. So yeah, we were driving along, and then matey boy got the call on his radio. You know, it's like, cheetahs spotted or whatever. Ha ha ha, cheetahs are spotted. They didn't get that at the time. But yeah, so we drove over to these cheetahs, and we sort of stopped way back, and we were just watching this one lad. And everyone got their cameras out and stuff. And then, yeah, this fucking cheetah, it was stalking like a deer or whatever. I can't remember the name. And it ended up using the van, the Jeep, as part of its kind of hunting plan. So it's crept up and then it slowly went around the back of us, like in the shadow. And this is all while this deer is just fucking, you know, it's just standing there like a prick, like sort of, you know, just chewing or whatever on a bit of crap. And then it was in a split second, right? This cheetah just exploded into life. And we got to see this cheetah running at full pace. And, well, yeah, the deer ended up getting away, which, yeah, I think that is the best scenario, actually. I didn't really want to see it get fucked up, but incredible getting to see it sort of jumping around and dodging and ducking and weaving and that. But yeah, it ended up getting away, and fucking hell, that was special. So yeah, number three, cheetahs for sure. Number two, I've gone gorillas. And yeah, I was really, really lucky again. This is again with my old work. They paid for me to go and trek with gorillas in Uganda. And well, I didn't trek with the gorilla. They weren't my trekking companions. I went trekking to look for gorillas in, I think it's called the Impenetrable Forest or something like that. And this is like one of the most unreal moments of my life, actually. And I think I'll do an episode about that at some point. But, oh my God, yeah, we got in with these gorillas and wow, yeah, just brilliant. So number two, gorillas. And getting out of breath. Number one, this is number one. Of course it's number one. Dogs, it has to be. You know, if your favourite animal isn't a dog, I don't think you've given it enough thought. So, you know, now we're kind of moving from the subjective to the objective. You know, this is just correct. Like, dogs are the best. So, yeah, the rest of the list, sure. But dogs all the way, number one. So, yeah, you got to think about it. You got companionship, obviously, like man's best friend. And, you know, that's not just bad London grammar for people who don't understand possessive adjectives. You know, this is man's best friend. Like, I'm talking man's best friend, humans, you know, collaborative, like their contribution to society, you know, like guide dogs and shit. And just think of how fucking great dogs are. Other working dogs, dog sled dogs, police dogs, fucking mountain search and rescue dogs and therapy dogs and, yeah, fucking hell, man. Sheep dogs. Like, this isn't a boring answer, by the way. But, I mean, maybe it is. But I think a lot of people won't have dogs as their number one on the list, just because it's such a given. But yeah, anyway, that's my list, top 10. And that was difficult, man. So lovely question. Thank you again. But yeah, so here they are again quickly. We've got 10, ants. 9, rays. 8, ostriches. 7, giant tortoises. 6, blue-footed boobies. 5, chickens. 4 pandas, 3 cheetahs, 2 gorillas, and the number one doesn't scan dogs. Lovely. yeah, I've got a few honourable mentions here at the bottom. Elephants, incredible. Yeah, one elephant fronted up to us while we were driving along. This is in the same Jeep journey back in 2012 in that safari park. And the guide said that if it wanted to, this elephant could fucking, it could crush the Jeep like a can of Coke or of course Pepsi, you know, whatever's available. And that's fucking mad, isn't it? Like the power, and they're beautiful as well when you see them all in a big herd. Are they a herd or a pod or whatever? I think it's a herd. But yeah, owls. I remember always going to wildlife sanctuaries as a kid. And like we're talking Eagle Heights, you know, in London's, well, not London's, the southeast of England's fashionable Kent. and yeah, places like that. Owls are always the best. They're amazing. Chameleons as well. What the fuck's going on there? I like them. And then I've gone dinosaurs, brackets, general. And yeah, oh yeah. And if you're one of the ones that's thinking, people are animals, man. What about humans, man? Like, I know this, you know, people are animals. But yeah, they didn't make my top 10 list this time, all things considered. But yeah, okay, that's done. And okay, well, now I'm thinking about bees, another very honourable mention. And I mean, who the fuck am I to give honourable mention? The bees, I don't know, how can you say that? But yeah, isn't it great that we get to share the world with all of these nice things? But yeah, anyway, now, guys, team, listener, it's your turn. And wherever you can write podcast reviews, go to that place. And of course, give a 5-star. And then in the comment bit, you can write your top 5 animals. Well, please do. And then maybe email me after or something so I can find your comment and read it out. But yeah, my music thing at the moment that I use is Spotify, but I don't think they allow written reviews. So if you're on Spotify, put your top 5 animals in the comments of this episode, or put them in a story, and then tag the Tidbits Pod Instagram. Have a bit of fun in it. However you can, send me your top 5s, ideally through a review. Admin, fun. But yeah, anyway, so thanks again for listening. Thanks again to Jules for the catch up and the lovely question and everything. Remember, you know, well, you know, you've got to go and get involved in all of his stuff. So his GoFundMe is now live to go and get their boat to go and do whale research and all that good stuff. So go and donate. His free book is still available, Encounters, the one that he wrote with his friend Georgie. And yeah, look in the notes under this episode for, you know, all the links and stuff. Same with the last one. It's got all the links. You can click there. Have a lovely time. But yeah, you can find the bit. If you're looking at this on Spotify again, find the bit where it says, "All right, chums," underneath. And then you can press the "see more." See more! And they're all there. So cool. Yeah. Cheers, guys. You're the best. And see you later.
It's very important to always have the goal. What do we want? We want people to ask.
Western Australia.
The ocean all day and night.
I believe in us, and I know we can accomplish beautiful things together if we put our hearts into it.
Honestly, my goal is to help nature.
That's the thing. We all wanted to get more involved in this thing, to learn, to be closer to the ocean, to be closer to the ball, to be closer to this adventure. And I think that what we are doing is like literally stepping into it.
Like a big investment in our future as well, no? It's like a big course that we are doing.
We can plan it.
Now it's our time. Our time to act. For this animal. For us, for for anybody.
Any effort we can put in this direction is worthy, in my view, and I think in the view of all of us.
I don't know how much, I think. You have a boat? Come on. So, let's sum up a bit. So, yesterday, you bought a boat, and so now you are the fucking owner of a still whole fucking sailing boat, which I guess is in Australia.